Please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, Pastor Duran, of Faith Lutheran Church.
Pray. Lord God, I pray for the elected representatives of this good land that you have given us to live in. Be with them as they deliberate for the benefits of its citizenry. Help them to recognize just causes and to legislate in ways that bring equality and fairness to all people. Be with the families that have been left behind and keep them safe, we pray. Help us, dear Lord, not to lose sight of those that it would be easy to forget, the homeless, the destitute, the sick, the aged, and all those that have no one to care for them, that in your good time, all people and races may live together in harmony around your heavenly throne. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Senator Kukesh, would you please give us an pledge?
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 44th legislative day.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Without objection, the journal is approved. Introduction of guests. Senator Elton.
Thank you. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to correct a grievous error I made yesterday in not introducing a special guest. In the gallery behind me is Carol Duran, who is wife and partner to our chaplain today. If anybody could help me welcome Carol.
Welcome. Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the House.
Message dated February 22nd, stating the House has passed the following and it is transmitted for consideration. CS for House Bill Number 15, Labor and Commerce, amended by the House Labor and Commerce Committee. An act relating to outdoor recreation lodge alcoholic beverage licenses, relating to transfer of certain beverage dispensary licenses issued before June 6th, 1985, and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce and Finance.
I have no further messages from the House.
Communications.
There are no communications this morning.
Reports of standing committees.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill Number 93, fishing permit and vessel license fees, new indeterminate fiscal note, signing no recommendation, Senator Bundy, Chair, Senators Davis, Ellis, Seekins. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. I have no further standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions.
An introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 112 by Senator Bundy, an act imposing a tax on residents of regional education attendance areas and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 113 by Senator Ben Stevens by request, an act relating to entry into a management of Gulf of Alaska brown fish fisheries.
Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 114 by the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee, an act relating to consolidating or abolishing certain service areas in second-class boroughs.
Community and Regional Affairs.
Bills for introduction this morning, Madam President.
Senator Stevens.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in recess and meet in the House chambers for the purpose of a joint session to hear the State of the Judiciary address.
After which we will move back to this room. We are in recess. Consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Bill Number 90 by Senators Huggins, Dyson, Seekins, Elton, Gary Stevens, Olson, Bundy, Cowdery, Terrio, Davis, Ellis, Kukesh, Stedman, Ben Stevens, Hoffman, Wilkin, an act relating to Alaska Territorial Guard Day. The State Affairs Committee considered the bill and recommended a State Affairs Committee substitute and a letter of intent. New Zero Fiscal Note, signing DuPass, Senator Terrio, Chair, Senators Elton, Wagner, Huggins. There is a State Affairs Committee substitute.
Senator Terrio.
Madam President, I'm asking unanimous consent the State Affairs Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Object.
Explanation, please.
Okay. Only action by the committee was to remove Section 1 of the bill, which was a finding section. That language that was then put into a letter of intent, it actually allowed the sponsor to expand on the language somewhat, so it was, instead of just being bullets, it was more of a complete report. That, of course, will be a part of the official committee file. Should anybody want to look into the history of this, the letter of intent, again, more expansive than what the findings were, will be attached as that. Thank you.
the objection maintained? Okay. Senator Terrio, letter of intent.
May we have a brief at ease?
Brief at ease?